The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Good evening. This is Celebrity Pizza Guy Nicholas Rubin and the lovely
Fashion Wellness Coach Penny Latham.
This is our debut of the Forget About It show.
Hi, everybody. So, Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing out there in Showland?
In Showland, yeah, that's right. Well, today's show is about Celebrity Pizza Guy, who I'm talking to right here. What we're doing, what we're about, the amazing celebrities that create their pizzas. We have our guests on today, a power couple that will just enlighten you on their different ways of making money in the real estate market, a recipe of the week, and our nutritional facts. So our top story.
And our news of the week.
Yes, our top story, which of course we kind of have something that's a little personal because we're here in Shasta County. And you know, I think last week when we were talking about this story about Sherry Papini, you know, it was really an amazing thing that, you know, we were able to, you know, see it firsthand. And, you know, it's kind of scary when you see something that's that close to you across the country. And, you know, we've been kind of keeping up with it. But what really happened was I talked with someone on Facebook, mind you, and which is awesome input, you know, of how you can get out there and talk with people.
It's called a connection.
A connection. Yeah, there you go. That's a Rubano connection. Okay, so.
There you go.
So anyways, forget about it is right. So anyways, so here I was scrolling through messages and, you know, through the Sherry Papini stuff, and I came across this one, and she made this message out to the people basically saying, you know, just a normal thing, like she hopes that they find her, or she was grateful that they found her. I don't know, it was something along that line. So I decided to go ahead and message her, and I decided to, you know, see if she knew my kids or whatever. And so I went ahead and you're so funny, you know, we are really quite the couple anyway.
Well, this is not funny.
So she has all this news out there. Now she's been found, and now everybody wants to rip her up. So, you know, they want to just tear her up and down the tabloids and, you know, just disgrace her even more. So here we have the shady hostage negotiator. You know, everybody wants to talk about Sherry, but what about him? Okay. And so that's the biggest topic now is, you know, everybody's talking about the opportunity that he says he's given them one opportunity to bring her forward for $50,000. The person was anonymous and said that, you know, if they came forth, they would, you know, give the ransom. And nobody in the news, there has been no evidence of anything like that, right, Nick? There's been no evidence of
anything. No evidence of anything. No motive. No anything.
I mean, everything is just kind of like all speculation. So this person that I spoke with, they actually told me that they knew her personally, and it turns out she was one of their nannies. So she was their nanny, and so she knew them personally. She knew
their husband.
She knew how tender they were with each other or not. She knew if her husband was capable of something like this.
She knew the in and outs of the family.
And, you know, I really kind of was surprised that I would stumble across this person. So when I was talking with her, I said, well, do you think he would have had anything to do with it? And, you know, you've got this negotiator that's trying to come forth, and everybody's saying that the husband might have hired him or something stupid like that. And she basically told me that he loved her more than anything, and he would never do anything to hurt her. And also, the biggest thing, the biggest rumor that's going around Shasta County right now is that she did that blog back in high school and that she was racist and all this stuff. And she told me that that was a hoax. And that someone went on. And this is really weird because that's been happening in our world right now. And, you know, with Eric Zulli, Easy Way Broadcasting, our Celebrity Pizza Guy, my profile, someone tried to take my profile and say things. Well, they, you know, I do believe that that's possible, that someone could have done that to her. They could have gone on and said, hey, I hate, you know, Hispanics, I hate this. But really, she, maybe she didn't. Maybe that wasn't her, you know. And so, yes, we look out there and we try to believe that we're safe, you know, when we put our stuff out there. But sometimes
we have cyber bullies.
But we have cyber bullies. We have people that are always trying to create hate crimes and create haters amongst our people that are in our circle that love us, you know, create doubt in everybody. And so that's kind of where we're at with this. It's like we look at this woman. She's very fortunate. She came home. She's got all these different people that have all these opinions about her. But really, honestly, you know, the truth is definitely something that, you know, only she would know. And, you know, so we have, you know, we know the truth in our world as well. And, you know, we want to make a shout out to anybody that wants to do that to anybody. And we do not support that. And that, you know, when you have a path that you're walking on, you want to make sure that you pay attention to the people around you and you protect the people that are doing for you. And, you know, you don't lose sight that your eye on the tiger, that, you know, that you want. You want to know exactly that that you've got trust out there, and trust and loyalty are so important. And this girl that I talked to was so loyal to them, even after she had left their employment. And so I just, you know, I think that's an amazing thing. And, you know, we also had some crazy forget about it stuff yesterday happen that, and this is kind of a funny.
Oh, really? What yeah. was it?
Actually, he was sleeping. I wasn't. He always sleeps.
What?
Forget about it. And here we are getting ready to do.
I don't sleep. That's the problem.
No, he's like the Conan. He stands
I'm
against
the
wall. You go, yeah, right, count.
Speaking of the count, we're going to have the count today.
Yeah, we're going to have the count today. But no, so my son gets in the car. And he's not aware that the car's acting up. You know those security things? And he goes ahead and he starts the car, okay, because it's cold as crazy up here. And he closes the door. And this happened to us the other night at the gym. And
the door locks.
And
so, he's inside.
Only this time the car is running. And
the car is running.
And no way to get in it because we didn't have an extra key.
We had to call a locksmith.
And we want to shout out to anybody that has had their keys locked in the car.
Lock your keys in the car.
But we went ahead and we literally had the car running, and that's what freaked us out, because here we are, and thank God it was outside and not inside a garage. But anyways, that was kind of a funny, and
funny.
So I run
seven
into
in the morning.
So I run into the bedroom, and you know, he's like in comatose land, and
it was 7 o'clock in the morning.
And, of course, everybody else in America is up at 6, but...
No, they're not. Eric Zoe doesn't get up till 11.
No. He's up.
Forget about it.
Talk about loyalty and trust. Okay, so anyway, so we go ahead and we call the guy, and the guy comes out with one of those silly little crime things, you know. I call them a crime thing because they... slide it down the window and they pop the lock, and you're going, how the hell did you get in my car that quick? So thank God.
Anyway, it cost $60.
Yeah, it was a $60. It was a $60 forget about it.
Yeah, there
so,
you go.
So anyways, we've got.
We're going to Critic Sizzle.
Yeah, we've got a Critic Sizzle here. And, you know, we've got 10 top restaurants in Los Angeles. And, of course, everybody knows about Spago's. With the Academy Awards and, you know, the Grammys and the Emmys. Everybody goes there afterwards. You know, they have all these different parties. But, you know, there are other restaurants in Los Angeles that are amazing. And so we have a list here. So we have the Pig and Whistle. Not sure what they serve except a little bit. Obviously,
I guess
they serve
pigs.
They must serve a little pig. Yeah. Yamashiro's, Lowry's.
Yamashiro's, that sounds like a Korean slash know.
Encounter Restaurant, Cantor's, Carnegie's, Pink's in Hollywood we went
Pink's.
To.
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
That's
place.
A good one. And Philippe the Original in Chinatown and Original Tommy's. And I hate to say this, guys, but we got to go to commercial, and we'll be back in a minute.
How do you know it's a good commercial?
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop-shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way.
No, you need the phone.
Hey, everybody. All right, so we have an amazing show today, and, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, we want to share our celebrities and all the stuff that they do. So, you know, but we have a great guy here that we're going to introduce here, and he's been, you know, we're represented by Easy Way Promotion.
Oh, you mean?
We're represented by EasyWayPromotions.com,
yes,
which, of course, as everybody knows, is Eric Zulli, and he's worked with Pamela Hasselhoff, Akon, Kobe Adonis, Tyga, Richard Dreyfuss, Mario Lopez, Quentin Aaron from The Blind Side, and is partners with Tim Brown through the Easy Way Visa cars. You know, he cracks me up. I'm sorry. Anyways, Eric Zulli, you've been doing everything. Oh my God, there you are. I mean, you've American Cancer Society, We Wait for Life.
My man, pots and pans.
My man, pots and pans. There you go. So, are you there?
Of course I am, man. I got to give you guys props. This is the best show I've ever heard. Normally when I listen to podcasts, I'm like always doing something else, and like it's like a, you know, a third party thing. And but this one, I'm actually not doing anything else. I'm not texting other people. I'm listening to the show, and let's give them another round of applause, guys. You know, like this is a good show.
You guys, you
forget about it. No, don't forget about it. Like This is it. But guys, we got an amazing, you know, guest today on the Forget About It show. The celebrity pizza guy and Penny are clients with EasyWay Promotions, and our members, one of our top platinum members, is the celebrity real estate power couple. Okay, let me tell you about the celebrity real estate power couple. They are real estate professionals. They are actors. They are producers. They're in the film industry. They're high in demand. And recently, they were actually inducted as count and countesses of the Royal International Court. So now everybody's coming after them. Everybody's wanting them on the show. Everybody's wanting to do all this stuff. And you know that song, at first I wasn't hot, now I'm hot, now they all on me? Well, that's the epitome of the celebrity real estate power couple, guys. Welcome to the Forget About It show, Angelica Kaufman Joyce and JP Joyce. Forget
Woo!
About it.
We got the count and the counter. Forget about it. How you doing, guys?
How you guys doing?
Hello, guys. We're doing great. We're doing great. Thank you so much for inviting us. And we are so happy to be part of Easy Way family and to meet wonderful Nick and Celebrity Pizza Guy and Penny. You guys are amazing, you know. We love your show, and thank you very much to invite us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. We love it.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Don't forget about it. And Mr. JP, the Count Joyce is here.
How's it going, brother?
How you doing, brother?
We're doing good. We're missing that pizza, brother. We're missing that pizza.
I'm coming down this weekend.
Come on. Bring us the goods.
We're coming down. I hope you have room.
Forget about it.
So,
Go ahead, talk. Introduce them now.
So you know, I'll tell you something. We've had some interesting times with you guys, and you know, it really is amazing. The thing I have to say is, I cannot believe how many outfits you guys can wear. We could do a movie just on your outfits. I swear.
We'll be renting those out later.
Yeah.
Buy a house, get an outfit.
I remember opening up Angelica's closet and going, 27 dresses in the flesh.
Man, it said 20 dresses movie. You got a 20 dresses in the closet.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we will not have place to put dresses. Yeah, I mean,
no room for us anymore.
And
you know,
then with JP, we could just go out and manufacture the outfits that you wear and have everyone else buy them. We could have our own little studio.
We should get a
celebrity
sponsor for your outfit.
Yeah. We could be the fashion clothing designers.
Forget about it, clothing line.
There you go.
You got it.
That's good. Well, so let me start with you, JP. So JP, where are you from, and where were you born, and where were you raised?
I am from Texas originally, but I'm half French, so that means I'm a Frexican, I guess. I don't know. So there's my roots, in essence.
There's your
roots. The roots are on fire.
So,
what's that? What?
You know, he's being funny. You know him.
I have a rolling right now. You said the roots, so I said the roots are on fire.
So
hey,
he's going to ask you all the questions, you and Angelica. But honestly, you have such a bio. My God, you've been everywhere. But honestly, so your education, what would be the one thing about your education that you'd like to put out there that's really made you,
who
you are today?
The biggest thing about my education was traveling. Traveling, getting to experience the world, different cultures, different people. And I was fortunate enough to do that and be going to school. And I was tutored, homeschooled for a while, a lot of different schooling. But it gave me the opportunity to travel and learn more than I ever would have through a lot of books and a lot of things like that. So I was still managed to graduate by the time I was 17, but the traveling is definitely the education that I got that meant the most to me.
Well, that's cool. And Angelica, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Russia and lived there until 2003. I arrived to United States in 2003. I graduated university with bachelor's degree in economics, and I graduated university here, Realtors Institute, and I've been, traveling a lot too, as well as JP, and I agree with him. You will learn a lot, not just from books also as well. I was a good student. I loved studies, but also from just meeting people, traveling throughout the world, experiencing different cultures, and that's we love. We're both passionate about travel. When we met, we just like clicked. We were like, wow, two people identical.
Where are we
going
now?
And we just were travel like crazy. The first 5 years, we were just like crazy. Like we've been in every country whatever possible, almost except Africa yet. So it's on our bucket list. But like I was saying, yeah, that's what our experiences in life and education, like I was saying, now we, being in real estate broker, it's continuing education. So going to seminars, webinars, and all kind of things, and continually educating yourself with all new laws and, new things, rules and regulations. We also we're doing passionately acting things and, getting involved ourselves. And actually we have right now in production stage, I'm a producer of short film, and GP is going to play the main principal role. So it's supposed to be, sometimes we're going to do shootings in February next year. And we're going to be casting people. So maybe Nick and Penny, so, you may
forget about it.
No kidding. So let me ask you something. What would you say is your most interesting networking experience, and what country was it in?
The most interesting networking. Okay, of course, here. We don't do networking in Russia. We just like whatever. We know who we know. Over here, of course, the most interest, most.
Meeting Eric, I think.
Eric of course.
Getting
involved. Yeah, there you go.
You know, and all that helps immensely to
forget about
yeah.
it.
Forget about it. Well, that's awesome. That's good. So,
and Joan, I gotta speak.
Hey, he's gonna give a question.
She's had the floor. It's time for my little career.
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. JP, Jean Pierre, the count. So, your father was one of the five original founders of Texas Instruments.
Correct. He was one of the five founders and senior vice president of TI.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And your grandmother was great-grandniece to Claude Monet.
That is correct. Yes, she was.
Descendant of the noble French family. Wow.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
Wow. Exactly. And you know what? Forget about it.
Don't forget.
That'll make your pizza worth a million, right?
Bestowed with the noble title of count and member of the IRC, International Royal Court, how do you feel?
I think you need a count pizza now. That's, I feel great. All we're missing is a count pizza and a count of pizza.
All right. Well, Friday night, get ready.
Let's go.
All right, we'll be there.
All right, brother.
Wait, we're not done.
Are you gonna knight? Hey, I have a question. Are you guys gonna knight your pizza?
We're gonna have to make it a count pizza.
Yeah.
The count and the countess's pizza. There you go. We're gonna create the count and the countess's pizza.
Official Sir pizza.
You gotta put a lot of bling on it.
And I guess you're gonna have to get
some dust.
More of that truffle oil.
Yes, truffle oil and maybe some, you know, I like lobster.
You guys need it and we'll make it, like I said.
Yeah, Nick,
I want some of that,
man on that
blowfish pizza.
I wonder if they have some of that at Ports of Call. They had little baby octopus. We'll have to do that.
Well, there you go.
We'll get a blowfish.
It's risky to eat. You may or may not make it.
So, JP, you were born in Texas, Dallas, Texas, in 1959.
Yeah, man.
Your mother was a dancer and an artist and a painter. Wow. How far did she go into that field of being a painter all her life?
She danced in the USO, and then she did art dancing after that for years and years, and then traveled around with Bob Hope and did those shows and all that stuff during the
world.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Bob Hope. We're getting everybody in here. Claude Monet.
Yeah, I know. You're just more royalist by the moment.
That's quite a big
The art thing, she's been, and her her stepfather was Morgan Russell. He was one of the first American abstractionist painters. So she's always had that in her life, and she grew up with him ever since she was like 15 years old. So she's always painted. All my life I've been around her paintings. And she
wow, awesome.
She's been around it because your place, when we came and we came over to your place, I was very impressed with how artsy stuff is. And
everything you have, as in your furniture-wise, is different pieces from around the world and what you've gathered.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we like
your journey through life, and it's an awesome place with different furniture settings, and it's awesome. So, JP, your job occupations are photographer, fashion, beauty, commercial, portraits, weddings, photographer, Dallas Cowboys, team photographer, 2 years, back-to-back Super Bowls,
champion years.
Photographer, Dallas Ballet, and house photographer, 3 years. Makeup and special effects artist. Forget about it.
JP.
Helicopter pilot, private license. Creation. Hold on. And on top of that.
You gotta be versatile.
Hold on. Let me finish.
That's me too.
And you are also a private yacht captain. Well, guess what? When I get my yacht, you can be my captain.
There you go. I'm a captain without a yacht right now, so I need one.
Okay, now Angelica.
Are you talking?
Okay, now wait a minute. You got to do this because let's face it, Angelica is what makes him
forget
look
about
so
it.
Good. I'm telling you. So,
are you talking?
I mean, Angie. Now you know. You know, you just got to roll with the punches and say, forget about it with Nick. I mean, because he just like, it rolls off his tongue. Okay, so now this is what you have is numerous awards, Rising Star, Relocation Specialist. My gosh, this the agents, Best Producing Agents in Central Valley in 2006. Now, you had a business up in the Sacramento area, right?
Yes, not just Sacramento area, Central Valley Association of Central Valley, whole Central Valley, Merced, Fresno, Stanislaus, Shandakin, all the counties, Sacramento County, so everything. I do even Bay Area too sometimes, whatever comes along, if clients send me referral, I just do everything, you know. It's like basically a license covering whole California and all STEM relocation specialists. Helping people to move to other states and moving from other states to our state. So
let me ask you something. So what's this member of the CVAR, Central Valley Association of Real Estate? So basically, you've done real estate and look at this. You're an investor, entrepreneur, stage designer, real estate trainer, and you specialize in foreclosures, working with buyers and sellers, commercial sales and leases. And also, you know, now that you're down in Beverly Hills and you and JP are down there, what exactly, Angelica, what do you feel that, you know, what's your experience now that you're in a different market? Because you know what I'm saying. You're down there, and that's really what you guys are all about. You do your acting and you know, you get out there and you're involved in all these different projects, but you are in the real estate world. And so what would you say is the most important thing that people should know if they're going to buy or sell their house in that area where you're at compared to where you came from?
Sacramento.
Yeah, of course, the area, the difference is the prices, of course. It's really hard for, especially first-time buyers, to get a loan for such a large amount of money. And we're trying to help them. We're trying to help them to get qualified and show them houses, even here in Beverly Hills in this area. We service in whole area, not just Beverly Hills. Our main office in Beverly Hills, but we go as far as Sherman Oaks and Burbank, Goodale, all like in Valley and Studio City, everywhere. So the main thing to tell the potential buyers or sellers, we're very, very educated. I've been in the business for more than 13 years. And so I'm doing actually also BPO appraisals, small appraisals for banks as well. Doing short sales for
JP, she's so talented. My goodness. Well, let me ask you something. I understand you also were crowned queen of real estate and given the Diamond Rose Award recently. How has that helped or affected your career? And what were those awards award experiences like? I mean, how did you feel?
Well, I feel very humble and honored because. You know, I didn't expect that, but it was very, very, amazing when I got awarded with that award, and it's by Beverly Hills City Council and County of Los Angeles. It was, it was amazing. And, of course, it will help with real estate career because, you know, it's recognition from the county and city of Los Angeles. And when clients and people looking for buy a house, they of course looking for someone who actually accomplished something in their life and in their business and respectful by county, by society, you know what I mean? So of course I hope it's going to bring more recognition to us as real estate brokers and bring more clients hopefully, and all we just we consider our clients like family, We came from that Central Valley, and their clients just treat us like family because they always like to call us and come on over, we cook for you, and we'll do this. They send some cute things and gifts, and we exchange gifts. It's so nice, you know, that we consider the real estate is personal business. You know, you just develop personal relationship with clients and become.
And I think that's the difference with a lot of realtors that are not personal. It's all about money, make a deal, go, move on.
Yeah, we're very personal. And I would spend hours on the phone with clients to literally be, you know, all kind of source of all information because I've been in business for a long time. I know it. I wouldn't say I know a lot. Let's put it this way.
You do. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I watched you in your computer and just pulled all that stuff up, and you do. I mean, so you and JP, I mean, what would you say? JP, what would you say watching her get crowned, and what do you think it's done for your business, you know, as a couple? I mean, JP, do you feel like you know, that you guys have been able to, you know, move into different circles because of it, or do you?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely helpful in that respect. Of course, extremely proud of her, and she's worked her butt off and you know, just very much deserved it, that's for sure. And she's a 24-hour person. I mean, if a client calls, you know, 11 o'clock at night, she'll be up and you know, addressing their needs and then have the answers for them in the morning. I mean, so she's definitely earned it, and it for sure is helping
that.
Us as a couple. And hopefully, you know, clients that we pick up along the way will appreciate that as well, and the dedication that she has that we have together to help them get what they need and then, you know, be repeat customers. That's really the goal, isn't it? So, yeah.
Celebrity real estate power couple. That's what
they are.
Forget about it.
I mean, my gosh, you guys have just got it going like everybody else. You know, but you guys do a little different twist, I noticed. And you know what we do too, because he's quite the character too. So
are you saying the JP twist?
The JP twist. There you go.
Yeah, we're playing the JP twist.
The JP twist.
So we're also trying to support local communities, you know, and like we go into this event soon. It's amazing, you guys, what you're doing, Eric and you, Anik and Penny, about this Toy for Drive coming up on December 18th. We're looking forward to that, and it's just amazing, you know, all these charities for kids to help them. And we support a different organization, the foundations, i.e. Mixed Roots Foundation.
RIT, Rock Against Trafficking.
Rock Against Trafficking.
So pros and cons you are, huh? Now, let me ask. So
give me the.
So we're, okay, so you know what? I'm going to give you a chance to do this. It's just so many people that. So now he has a few questions here, so go ahead.
Oh, I do.
Hi,
I bet you do.
This is here.
Okay, here we go. Go for it. Can't touch your tongue.
Controversy sells.
What?
So how do you sell real estate?
Yeah. What's the first thing you do if someone wants to, like, how do I have to take over here?
You take it from me.
So what are you trying to say here?
Well, controversy sells. So how do you sell real estate? How do you get out there to the public to sell real estate? What's your main objective of selling real estate?
How we sell real estate. Okay, we do how we go public. We go, we do all sorts of things. We do open houses. We go attend events, and we share our business cards with people. We also follow up with clients who may be possibly remotely interested to buy or sell. We have some questions. We do attend brokers' open houses and share, you know, ideas and information with other brokers. That's how we do. We do mailing campaign also. We do mail some postcards and greeting cards a few times a year. So that's how we're trying to get business.
Just networking.
And networking.
You got it. That's the way to do it. So I got a question here. Are you guys going to be at Kiss the Monkeys?
The event we're catering?
Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman, yeah, we're going to be there.
Which is also a celebrity event. And also, what are the experiences being crowned and with the awards, behind the scenes, pros and cons, if any?
And the charity event. I mean, okay, so with all these things you're doing, I mean, how does that affect you when you go into charity events? Do you feel like it gives you an advantage, you know, now that you guys are Count and Countess? My goodness.
Well, it's kind of a new thing. We haven't experienced it too much yet, so we're going to find out on the Kiss the Monkey.
No.
Well,
All right.
We need to spread the love there. You know, we need to tell everybody all about this. This is awesome.
So we have to talk about the experiences of you being crowned and how these awards work behind the scenes, pros and cons.
Well, go ahead.
You asking
pros
about
and cons
of being a count.
I like that.
I got your tongue scrolled. Go ahead.
Yes, I guess it's just I see just only good stuff, you know. I don't see any bad stuff. I'm a very positive person by nature, and
you're from Russia with
stuff.
Love. Forget about it.
Exactly.
I'm from Russia.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Yes, I know. I love her accent. She just like makes me laugh.
Yeah,
he's good.
I think it's just, you know, more money we make, the more money we will contribute to different communities and help people. And I want everybody to prosper. I just don't want to be just me. You know, it's all great to support us and kids and everything, and support other people who need. You know.
Awesome.
So let me ask you something. So what cons would you say? What's the downside of some of this? Is there a downside to any of the things that you're doing?
I mean, I don't
would
think there's
you
any downside. I'm positive.
No downside.
Well, other than, I don't know, I haven't experienced it yet, but other than people thinking, oh, you think you're all that kind of thing, I mean, I don't see that as a problem, and we don't act that way in any way, shape, or form. So I wouldn't see that there would be a problem, but
no, neither do I.
Who knows?
I am
knows?
Who I am.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You are who
I
you
am.
Are.
I am. We love people,
and that's what we love about you guys. You're yourselves.
You're yourselves, just like us.
And Angelique, I love the way you tell it like it is.
Yeah, we're not arrogant people. You know, it doesn't matter what title you put on us. You know, we still love people. We're still the same people. You know, we go around, we're nice, we treat people as we want, they will treat us, you know, and that's it, you know, that's the bottom line. We're not proud, we're not like, you know, arrogant or anything like that. And you guys probably know us very well by now. So we just, you know, we're just trying to. Life is very short, you know. You need to enjoy the life and be happy and help people as much as you can.
Well, you guys are very professional, and I realize that you just roll with the punches sometimes, and sometimes you just have to, you know, deal with your environment at the moment, you know. And you guys do that really well. And I'm not kidding you. You're the way you guys dress, the way you guys create your personalities out there. Oh my gosh. I mean,
forget about it.
You were the best on the red carpet, I'm telling you. It was amazing.
Well, that's sweet of you. Thank you. Sometimes I punch back, though. You can only roll with somebody.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You know, he's always going to throw a funny one in the. You know,
yeah, well, we were down there, and, we stayed at your place, and we had a great time. Thank you for the
hospitality.
Yeah, we did. That was awesome. Enjoyed it very much.
It was awesome.
And that pizza was to die for.
No, the pepperoni.
That was to die for, actually.
Oh, he's saying no, the pepperoni bread. Well,
yeah, the pepperoni, I have to agree. The pepperoni bread was kicker.
Amazing.
Well, that's awesome. That's, you know, I just...
Get ready to create another one Friday
let's go.
Night.
Let's go.
Friday night.
So, I have a question.
I have a question.
My life is always interesting here.
At least
but,
you guys
you
know how to get there now.
Yeah, we do know how to get there.
Oh, it's called GPS.
Yeah, it's not JP, it's GPS. No. So let me ask you something. How, you know, with how is the easy way
experience with Easy Way Broadcasting, how has that helped you guys with just your whole thing, your personal stuff, your business? How has it gotten it out there for you? You know, what would you say is your experience with this?
Just great exposure and great to deal with Eric and James and Dad and the whole Easy Way family. It's just very easy to work with and very fun, as well as supporting and as well as communicative. And it's been a great experience, and we look forward to the future with the Easy Way family.
The future is ours.
Huh?
The future is ours.
Yeah. There you go.
Ours. Hey, listen. I got to say one thing.
Only one?
You have, you are the owner of a 500 years old castle.
Oh, yeah. I
in Germany.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
When we go into this place.
Let's go.
Hey, let's go.
Let's make castle pizza.
Forget about it.
Didn't I hear a rumor when we were talking that you might go take kids or people or whatever over there and do a movie over there and let them do?
How about this? Let's do the Pizza Guy show.
Groove.
Hey, there you go.
Oh,
with the
groove. Yeah, we're talking about doing a vampire film over there. With Lucky Strike, Roman Simon, and one of the next productions, doing a vampire film at the castle and shooting over there. So hopefully next spring.
I'll be the vampire.
Now that you're a count and a comedian, you guys can make Nick the king of pizza. Did you know what kind of power is that? Come on, forget about it.
And then you guys have the title of the crown queen of real estate. You have the crown queen of real estate in Art for Peace award ceremony.
Angelica, wow.
Whoa.
Thank you, guys. We got the castle before we get crowned. That's funny.
Yeah. Hello, Ms. Russell.
We roll backwards. We roll backwards and hard.
We got to go forward and backwards.
So, would you say you'd like to work with here in the near future? I mean, do you feel like you'd like to get involved in some charities?
Okay, you said 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, of course. We, like I said, we already getting involved, more involved with charities. Like I said, Mixed Root Foundation. What attracted me in that particular foundation, it supports adoption and fostering kids. So that's very important. Also,
the Rock Against Trafficking.
Rock Against Trafficking, human trafficking. It's also, we met Gary at one of the events, Icon Mastermind, and we're supposed to meet with him sometime soon to discuss more about that project. Also, we support Carmelita Rose Breast Cancer Foundation. It's a very good cause, and, you know, her mom died of breast cancer, very, very sorry. And like I said, support these three main foundations we are involved right now, and we're going to be continue involving in more.
Awesome.
Well, listen, guys, we're going to have to get going.
We have to go to a break.
We're starting our magazine, and you're starting a magazine also, and we've got you guys going. What's your magazine going to be about? That's something I want you to shout out what you're going to be doing here real quick.
Okay, the magazine will be a celebrity RPC. We're going to, it's going to be about everything. It's like Eric gave us name. Not just entrepreneurs. So we do everything. Real estate. We want it interesting for
promoting people.
Promoting other people and causes and foundations and helping people to achieve their goals. And
not just about real estate.
Yeah, not just about real
That's
estate.
Right.
About acting,
oh,
about
okay.
music, about
oh,
interested
about
art.
It.
About pizza, you know, whatever.
Pizza, of course.
Pizza, yeah. But, you know, you guys.
Hey,
sure.
You know what? We're starting a magazine in the works.
Yeah, and you know
with
what?
Look at the pie on the front.
That's
pizza
right.
Guy.
Pizza guy, yeah. And you know what? The thing is, with these magazines, I think that, you know, there's lots of interfacement, you know, when you're out there doing your thing. And you guys have so many talents. My gosh, there's so many ways you can utilize all your acting and your theatrical background.
Wait a minute, he's a helicopter
and
pilot.
Well, that too, you can have a whole thing there too. You know, there's so many things you can have people write in about these different things that you guys master. You know,
we could write a book about you.
We
guys.
Could. We could.
Now, you know what? We are writing a book about you.
We are. We
exactly.
are.
That's my next project.
Oh,
exactly.
Hey, no. It's my project.
So
I started
to write
this now. Forget about
forget
it.
Forget about it. To write about
I already
you.
Got the author ready. Because they're going to write
forget
a book
about
celebrity pizza guy.
But
we're
going to
have celebrity pizza guy. We're going to have the RPG. Forget about it.
He's so funny. You know, but no, seriously, you guys have, if you join both of those things together, people all over could just write in and give you that option.
Oh, yeah.
Of, you know, the, all the things that they want to write. And, you know, with the royalty, I mean, there's so many twists you can do with this magazine. I'm excited for you guys. This is great.
Thank you so much. You too. You guys are awesome. I mean, you're same thing.
And forget about it.
Well.
Forget about it.
We gotta end this. We gotta go to commercial.
We're gonna go to a commercial, but you know what?
Listen, it was awesome having you guys on the show. And forget about it. We'll see you this weekend.
So,
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the event, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hello, everybody. What did you think of that? I thought that was just amazing. I mean, that couple is just the couple that, oh, my God, I cannot believe how they, you know, they just are major, major, major talented. So, anyways, so we're going to go on to the nutritional facts after the pizza. Pizza, or are we doing another pizza? Are we doing another
recipe?
Okay, so I'm going to give you to Nick Rubin, celebrity pizza guy, and he's going to tell you about that.
How you guys doing? Okay, well, the dough, if you were on the past 3 weeks, I've given you a dough recipe for dough. Now, we can make this into a pie, as in a pizza pie. You create your dough with and put it on your stone or whatever you put it on or a metal sheet, and you can add, this is what you're going to do. It's called sweet and smoky chicken pie. It's with mascarpone. You put that down first. And then you put a smoked gouda on top of the mascarpone. As you spread the mascarpone over your dough, you layer it with smoked gouda, and then you add your chicken. And then you add mozzarella with caramelized onions that are browned in sugar and Cairo syrup. Then you spot it with ricotta cheese. And there is your smoked, smoky chicken pie.
And you know what? That, oh, wow, that sounds like a sexy pie. Okay, well, let's say.
Forget about it
is right. You know, we have some amazing shout-outs that we want to give to. You know, we have We have some really good sources here that have been helping us out. We want to give a shout out to Rob Flowers and for the logo design for Celebrity Pizza Guy logo. And Robert Tenza.
We're
have
having
t-shirts
a t-shirt
coming.
This week coming in. We're going to be live with it at the event on December 18th.
And that's RAP Performance is the name.
ARP Performance is the person, right. Robert Tenza, who created the t-shirts. We're going to give a shout out to him. We're also going to give a shout out to Ruben's Hardware in Vineland, New Jersey, which is my brother's hardware store. We're also going to give a shout out to Kenneth Smith for helping Penny, who is a lawyer in Reading.
And she's an attorney at law, and this is her message she wants to put out there. Karen truly wants to help people get through difficult times. She tries to keep the cost down and make legal help affordable without compromising the quality. And I really want to shout out to her and tell her thank you for everything. And, you know, sometimes you got to go through life and you got to be able to tap your resources, and that's kind of what we do. We get out there and we just want to connect people. And so next week when we do our show, we want people to call in. We want your opinions. We want to know exactly what you want to forget about. And we also want to, you know, find out what you want us to bring to the table and what you want us to talk about, because we have some amazing outlets to be able to bring stuff to you. And today we're going to do the nutritional fact, and
next week we're going to have call-ins. We want people to call in. We have not had a call-in today. We want call-ins. We want to hear from the crowd. We want to hear from the audience. We want to hear their responses. We want to hear questions about anything that you have. So please call in to Forget About It Show.
So we're
Celebrity
gonna,
pizza
so,
guy.
So we're going to do a nutritional fact here, but most importantly, then we're going to talk about some of the things that Celebrity Pizza Guy has done. I mean, and when you call in, you're going to call in to 914-338-1303. And, you know, today I want to just tell you some things. You know, in all the different conditions that you have in your body, you know, you have all these different ways that you can pull things together. So you have diabetes, heart conditions. Some people have, you know, arthritis or whatever. You know, if you learn how to utilize your food stuff and you learn how to put everything together, we're going to be coming out with something that's going to put a change to nutrition. We're gonna create a thing with pizza where
we're gonna
teach people not just to eat pizza, but we're gonna teach you what to put on your pie so that you can make your body healthier, and you're not gonna, it's not gonna be a bad word. It's gonna be a good word. And when you think of pizza, you're gonna go, oh my God, forget about it. I gotta have my pizza. So, but the thing is don't eat processed foods. Just eat home cooked meals. Make sure that you always reach out and do that. And, you know, some of the things we've been making lately have been amazing. And what wouldn't you say, what was the latest thing that we just did? What was recipes that you feel that were a real big hit this week?
Recipes this week?
Yeah, things that you were making, because we're always trying to test things. And he's like, our kitchen's a gourmet kitchen, and he's like a test kitchen, I swear. It's like, if I could bring in the neighbors.
We could bring a film crew here.
We could.
We could have a film and do what we need to do with Celebrity Pizza Guy.
So what would you say we made this week that was a real
turkey.
Okay. No.
Oh, honey. chicken pecan. Oh my God.
Yeah,
we made tacos. Turkey tacos.
Yeah, we made those
instead of ground beef, we use turkey because turkey's better for you than ground meat. It's more healthier for you. It's less fat, it's less saturated fat, it's less everything.
And making sauces with less fat and with less carb, you know, and try to do things like that. I think that that's really, really important. Now, we're going to be doing a catering event. We're going to be doing a catering event this weekend for Kiss the Monkeys. What a name is that? Isn't that a great name?
And who's going to kiss the monkey?
And who's gonna kiss the monkey? And Alex and
they're gonna
and
be
Raquel,
kissing me instead of kissing the monkey.
We have the birthday girl, and so Nick's gonna be making celebrity pizza. Guy's gonna be making, you know, something special for
us.
We're
not doing pizzas.
No, we're not doing pizzas. We're gonna be doing the other parts
we're
of
doing
the catering.
We're doing the catering of the Italian style.
So tell me, what is on the menu?
The menu is penne alla vodka, chicken picante. We're going to do roasted vegetables. We're going to do a salad, a Greek salad with feta cheese and cucumbers and celery and all the good components that make you healthy.
That sounds delicious. And then our menu on the 18th is going to be amazing, too. I think that...
tomatoes.
Yeah, we're just going to be getting out there and doing more catering events, and we really want people to understand that he can make anything.
Huge, but for the event that we're doing, it's a charity event, and we're doing this because it's from our heart and our soul to be a charity component to this charity to make this charity prosper.
Well, and you know, that's another thing, too, that Eric is getting honored. Eric Zuli is getting honored at this Kiss the Monkeys event, which is an amazing event. And
he's getting an award.
Yes, and he's going to get the award. And what an amazing group for them to want to reach out and for them to, you know, give us the opportunity to also, you know, cater their events and to bring all our people in there. So I'm really looking forward to that. And, you know, I think that, you know, the most important thing is that these events bring people together, you get contacts, you reach out to people, and you utilize their talents. And, you know, the world needs more people out there doing what they love. And that's really what things are about with us. Mm-hmm. And we have really enjoyed working with Eric Zuli. And you know what? You want to chase your dream. You want to become whatever you want to be, you need to hire Eric Zuli. And I'm going to tell you, it's been an amazing experience for us. And, you know, it's just snowballing. And every time we go to Los Angeles, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and more, just more exciting. And there's never been a dull moment. I will tell you that. And forget about it. It's been amazing. So, but,
all right.
Okay. You want to say one last thing before we go?
Yeah, we got to sign off.
We do. We have to sign off.
Give me that mic.
Give you that mic.
Forget about it.
And if you want to be on our show, email us at... He's so funny. Email us at celebritypizzaguy.com. We have a great website. We're putting up something that's more user-friendly. We've got a great guy that's doing our website, Gucci. And I'm telling you,
where's he from?
He's from Morocco. My goodness. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, we are all about reaching around the world and just
we got a
up.
Guy from Morocco.
And so the most important thing is love each other and forget about it.
Hey, thank you very much for being and listening to this show. God bless. And to the family of Nicholas Rubin. God bless.
Elemio, this is hard to say. Elemio. .com. That's Elemeo.com is Gucci's company, and you know he's doing the official in-house web company for Easy Way Broadcasting.
Rev website for you. This is the guy.
And I'm not kidding you. The guy has tricks up his sleeves. He does amazing work. So, anyways, God bless.
Anyways,
forget about it.
It's not called the Anyway Show. It's called the Forget About It Show. So, guess what, guys? Forget about it.
Have a good night.
Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!